Our first Penn State player on the teleconference is running back Saquon Barkley. Barkley rushed 228 times for 1,219 yards and 15 touchdowns this season. He also ranked third in the Big Ten with an average of 101.6 rushing yards per game. Saquon, thanks for joining us this afternoon. Could you give us some quick opening comments on this weekend's game, and then we'll open the call for media questions.
Hello?
Go ahead, Saquon. What are your thoughts on this weekend's game?
I'm just excited overall. The whole team is excited. Playing the Big Ten Championship means a lot to the team, and that's something that we talked about before the season started. We started talking about championships and focusing on little things to get there, and we're here and we achieved our goal. Now we just got to continue doing the little things and come out day by day and get ready for the game this weekend.
Thanks, Saquon. Now let's take some questions from the media.
If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Rich Scarsella, Reading Eagle.
Good afternoon, Saquon. I was wondering, do you expect to be able to play Saturday night?
Yes, I do. I'm feeling fine, feeling really good. I've been getting treatment. Taking it day by day and just trying to get ready for the game this weekend.
And if I could follow up, when you look at Wisconsin's defense, what do you see?
Wisconsin defense, that's a really good defense. They have the numbers to show for it, and they got a bunch of studs over there. So, we got to come really focused and watch film and find out some things that can help us and give us advantage to the game because that's a really good group of defensive guys over there. It's going to be a really tough game, a physical game, a Big Ten game, and so we just got to come out ready for it.
Your next question is from Ralph Russo, Associated Press.
Hey, Saquon. Thanks for taking the questions. I wanted to take you back to the blocked field goal against Ohio State. I know you're not on the field for it, but that really just changed the trajectory of the whole season for you guys. As someone who is watching that play, what do you remember from it? And does the team look back on that play and think, man, like that just seemed to change everything? I mean, like, what do you guys think of that when you think of that play?
Watching on the sideline, I was just getting – my mindset was if they score, if they do make the field goal, got to get ready. Offense and make a drive because there's only like 4 or 5 minutes left in the game and we still were in position to take control of the game. So that was just my focus point, getting ready. But then I seen Marcus go up and make a great play. And a lot of people don't notice that the D lineman did a really good job too of giving him a little gap for him to get in between there. And I'm able to block that. And when that ball got blocked and I saw it bouncing Grant Haley's arm, I was confident that he was going to take it to the house. Their kicker is probably one of the fastest kickers I've seen. He was able to get in the end zone, and that was a really big play for us. But we don't look back on it and saying, no, that's the play that turned our season around. We just look at it as another remarkable play in our season so far. Grant made a really good play, and Marcus made a really good play for us and helped us win the game, and overall that's what we want to accomplish. But I wouldn't say we reflect on that play as that's the reason why we're in a Big Ten championship now. Obviously we knew that to get to the point we want to be, we had to beat a team like Ohio State, and that was a real big key play to helping us win. But we don't really focus on that one play and saying that's the play that turned our season around.
Thanks, Saquon.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Ryan Dunleavy, NJ.com.
Hey, Saquon, I read somewhere last week that you called choosing Penn State the best decision of your life. Can you just talk about that? What made you say that? Why do you feel that way? Because I know, obviously, your recruitment was one of those ones that you were committed to one school first and then flipped. What makes you say now that you guys are in this game that that was the best decision of your life?
The reason why I said that this school is the best decision of my life wasn't because of the success we're having. I could have told you that last year. Fortunately, freshmen aren't allowed to do media, but I feel like that since ever since I came to the school. The reason why I said that is because I just every day I wake up, just thankful and blessed to be able to come to a school like this, get to play in the Big Ten Conference, best conference in college football, get to play for a great coach and a great coaching staff, got tremendous teammates and basically brothers, new brothers, and also you get to, after you're done with playing football here, you're set for life. You have the networking and the alumni guys to help you out, not only guys, females too, but to help you out and help you be successful in life. So I just feel like making that decision was the best decision for me for the rest of my life and not for only football.
If you take me back to when you made that decision, how hard was that to, you know, flip from Rutgers to Penn State? And if you take me back to that recruiting, how hard was that? What pushed you in that direction? Because obviously now you guys are having great success, but that was a big commitment at that time.
When I was committed to Rutgers and I had to decommit, it was hard. It was one of the hardest things I had to do. I felt like I was going against my word. And that's something that I just was raised on and how my family raised me on too. And they felt like we were going against our word too, but we had to look at the bigger picture. Obviously, I wanted to play for Rutgers growing up and at the school I wanted to play at, but I felt like Penn State presented more opportunity for me for the rest of my life. And sometimes you just got to grow up and make decisions that are going to impact your life. And that decision, I think, is going to impact my life in a positive way more than a negative way.
Thanks, Daquan.
Your next question is from Travis Johnson, Associated Press.
Hey, Daquan, I'm just wondering what you thought about Miles and Andre in the last 2-3 weeks with them making do on the reps they've gotten behind them.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, hey, can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you now.
Hey, sorry about that. I'm curious what your thoughts have been on Miles and Andre the last couple of weeks and with the reps they've gotten behind you as you haven't been able to finish these last two games.
One, I think them being able to get those reps is really helping them grow and mature and get confidence in them winning again a game. And that just overall going to help the team out. But Andre, Miles, and Mark Allen did a really good job stepping up. And we have that next man up mentality. And obviously you don't want to see a teammate go down or not be able to finish a game, but you got to get the win and you got to be ready for your team when your time is called on. And I think every week they take the approach of, obviously they're not satisfied with the reps they're not getting, and everybody want to be a starter. No one was satisfied with being second or third or whatever. But the way they approach it like pros. They watch film, they get ready, and when opportunity comes, they're going to take full advantage of it. And Andre, Mark, and all those guys have been doing a really good job in making plays for us and showing that they're explosive and showing that they're a threat to defenses too. And that's another aspect of our game and a couple of other players that you have to keep your eye out for.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
We have time for one final question from the media.
Your final question is from RJ Snyder, BK Pittsburgh Sports.
Good afternoon, Saquon. I'm wondering if you can kind of take me back Saturday night celebration on the field, kind of from your vantage point. Were you still back getting treatment at that point?
Yeah, I was.
Okay. And so what were you watching? How were you kind of keeping up on it then?
Well, obviously I went back there, and I didn't want to not miss out, so the room I was in didn't really have a TV, so I had a phone, and I was watching on ESPN Go Live, and I was just happy seeing Andre again in the end zone and all those guys making big plays. And obviously I wanted to be out there for my team, but unfortunately I wasn't able to. But just watching them making plays, I was just excited. I was screaming in the locker room the training room, and just really hyped up for those guys. And I wasn't out there to see them present with the award, but when it came in the locker room, I was able to hold the trophy and I was able to put that hat on. And it was a moment I'll never forget. Obviously, I would love to have been out there, but even though I was still in the locker room, I still was able to celebrate my teammates and be able to experience that moment. And that's a moment I'll never forget. And it was really special.
Saquon, thanks for joining us today. We look forward to seeing you in Indianapolis this weekend.
Yes, sir. Thank you.